This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider.
Welcome to the Untitled Pittsburgh Sports Comedy Podcast on the BetRivers Network. We're at the Liveberg Studios up in Glenshaw. Our producer, Ben Stonium, is here. John?
Hi.
Everything's back to normal.
Everything's fine.
The Pirates are now back under 500.
Right. And we can all think back at how foolish we were. You know, go back, run the tape. Hey, you know what? If this team can continue, you know, it's a scrappy bunch. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. Although we did say it's a long season.
I sold myself out. I let myself down in so many different ways. I waffled, I flipped, I was like excited.
Yeah.
And I played myself.
Hey, you're not alone.
You know?
They're going to make another run. They're going to win like six games in a row and we'll all be back.
I played myself. And my biggest regret of the summer so far, like at the entrance to Schenley Park, there's a park bench there. And it was fully decked out like for the opener. And it was... Beat 'em Bucks, but it was beat 'em on the first line and Bucks on the second line. So I 100% could have graffiti font matched off in there for beat 'em off Bucks. Beautifully done,
right?
Like just using a stencil in and out, very quick job.
We should still do that.
Well, so I went back the other day. I played around a disc golf at Schenley, and I was like, if it's still there, like I'm in the perfect wrong headspace to do this. And they had changed it for Memorial Day to Palmia stuff. So there's no way.
Wow, that's a quick turnaround on the bench. They really are flipping the bench that often. It's a long season. Keep an eye out.
Yeah, the whole point of beat 'em off Bucks is you're at your wit's end.
Right.
You're saying things that don't make sense.
Beat 'em off.
We've got a big show today, John.
We sure do.
We've got, from WNYT in Albany, he's the sports director, we've got Roger Weiland on later.
It's a real thing.
This is a real thing. It's not a bit.
Why? Why would we have him on?
Yeah, because Antonio Brown, the absolute sideshow that he's turned this AFL team into.
He's now terrorizing mid-major cities. You know, he's like that band that's like, he's not going to do the A markets. He's doing the B and C markets. Now, you can have a nice career playing Marietta, Ohio, Albany, New York, on and so forth.
I used to play Heinz Field. Yeah, now sure. I play the Palace Theater in Greensburg.
It's like Antonio Brown and the Gin Blossoms and Collective Soul.
He comes out to do Hey Jealousy at the end. AB sitting in. But before we get to Roger Weiland, John, the Pirates, look, they're under 500. They went on a 6-19 run after a 20-8 start.
Yeah, you wonder about like what kind of message are they getting from Shelton, you know? And could
it be improved? Is my question.
Could it be improved? Could you know? I think specifically what we need is something like my one cousin's Facebook statuses that are just totally they're going for it, you know. My man he's leaving it all out there.
Yeah, it's, I think, inspirational to most people, and the people that don't get it, which is very few, are able to, they're thinking so much about that they're using their lizard brain when they're out on the field. They're not paralyzed with analysis,
right?
Because they're so preoccupied with what one of the great wordsmiths of our generation is saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, there's no shortage of great baseball speeches out there. Moneyball, that's what losing sounds like.
Lollygagging.
Lollygaggers.
Bull Durham.
One of my top three favorite movies, not just sports movies.
Yeah, great movie.
And, you know, in Major League, when manager Lou Brown motivates the team with pornography.
Mm.
I'm sort of changing my position. I think maybe Derek Shelton should use pornography to motivate. Mm. But if it can't be porn, for whatever reason.
Word porn.
It should. That's right. It should be word porn.
Yeah.
Specifically from your one cousin on Facebook.
Here we go.
Someone once told me, you like taking care of others because it heals the part of you that needed someone to take care of you, and that hit.
Yeah.
Nobody is obligated to help no grown-ass motherfucker, so appreciate what a motherfucker do for you, 100. Chin up, gangsta. You knew that love was fake.
Huh? Don't question the skip. Focus.
Another day without using the Pythagorean theorem.
Is he talking about sabermetrics?
What's that?
The only person that ever wanted me for who I am is the police. Cop collars are not wifey material.
Yeah, okay.
Yo, what the f*** is going on with credit scores? I paid off a 45K loan over the past 3 years without a single missed payment, and my score drops 20 f***ing points. I can't catch a break with this shit. Right. The real flex is how many people's lives you could positively impact.
Yeah, eye on the baller.
You need a job? Bro, I need a reason to live. Never trip on nothing. You gonna die alone, gangsta. Can't finesse a motherfucker with a big heart. You're just burning a bridge you gonna need again. Damn, what did you have for breakfast? Carnation instant bitch?
What? I have no idea what the f*** he's talking about right now.
Eyes are the window to the soul. Your soul is your house, so keep it in control.
I'm looking to switch phone plans from Verizon. What should I go to? Have two lines. Looking for unlimited everything, both under $200 a month. No financing needed.
We'll do it. Yeah. Whatever it takes to win.
John, Benstonium's buddy Mike is here with us this evening, and he made a good point. Imagine Juwan Bey's translator like reiterating that message
right
to him.
It'd be very confusing for that poor talented athlete.
We should try to get Malkin's translator on here sometimes, because that dude was for many years not giving Gino the full story.
Right. I always used to feel bad for Jung Ho Gung's translator too, because like basically he had to take the heat of like he had to get up there and say, I'm a drunk asshole. It's like, you really, like, I feel like part of the, aside from the legal repercussions and the fines, like, part of the shame of a DUI, and maybe this is why he kept doing it so much, because he never had to stand up there and really own it just all to himself. Right. Like, he always had, like, you know, the guy next to him that really had to say the stuff.
Yeah, right. Steve, get up there and tell him how sorry I am.
Think about that in other, like, instances in life, like at home. Like, if you could just have a guy just be like, I'm very sorry that I stayed out past 1 a.m. and came home stumbling drunk and woke up the kids. I want to offer, you know, John wants to offer his deepest regret to this situation. And you just kind of stand there and nod.
Yeah, you're
nodding. And somebody else kind of, you know, comes up, kind of chat GPTs the apology for you.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Let's think on that.
John, interesting post on Pittsburgh's Reddit page recently. Mm. It like really didn't belong there, and I feel like a lot of people on r/Pittsburgh are not into like the sports stuff, which I totally understand. Of course, I'm not gonna not post one of my dumbass sports adjacent videos on there.
Yeah.
Now that being said,
which it was
said. Let's take a look into the red zone.
There is a place that exists, a place on the Pittsburgh internet where logic goes to die. Where the Immaculate Reception never happened. Where Bubby Brister is actually in the Hall of Fame. Where every post is batshit insane. It's time to enter the Red Zone.
I recently moved here. Me and my brother are going to go to our first NFL game. We are both 49ers fans, so we're going to the first game of the season. Okay, the post has actually been deleted, which was a major, major bummer. It was pretty innocuous.
Yeah,
right?
Come on, what?
It was pretty innocuous.
I still don't understand Reddit completely.
It's good. Stay away from it. So the post has since been deleted, but it was basically asking where these 49ers fans should go.
Right.
Like, to hang out, to tailgate, and they said, like, they want to be around other 49ers fans. So they're like, tell us, like, where do the opposing fans tailgate and hang out and
so
do stuff?
So some Bay Area folks need our help?
Wait a second. Us stupid hill people? They need...
Isn't there an app? Isn't there some developer that developed an app that can tell you where the nearest 69ers fan is? Are you gonna buy up all of Lawrenceville while you're here?
Yeah, you're gonna buy the house next door for $600,000.
Everything up
from a 90-year-old woman. Yeah, jam everybody up.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so when someone from out of town, particularly I think as a Pittsburgher, when they're from the Bay Area or New York, you have a moral obligation to present fake advice as very, very real.
Right. Go to Take a Break. Just start singing. Sing Irish songs, and people will join in. You'll experience camaraderie. And
go to Take a Break on Penn Ave. Start playing pool, and call the guy who's like the best pool player there. Call him the C-word.
Yeah.
Throw it out there.
He'll act really mad at first, but trust us.
Yeah, trust us. Yeah. It's, right.
Yeah.
That's the secret code.
You're going to want to wear water shoes down to Acrisure, because one thing that we all love to do, us Pittsburghers, win or lose, after a game, we all stick our feet off the pier into the water. That's what they call it, the pier.
Mm-hmm.
We have a pier down
there.
Use
that.
Right. Say the word pier. You know, we stick our feet in the water and drink some beers and just sort of hang out. So wear water shoes.
And remember, at the start of the third quarter, whatever the score is, we all sing My Ding-a-Ling by Chuck Berry.
That's right. And if your significant other, if your gal, if your lady is coming to the game, make sure she brings a bag. You can bring a nice big
full bag
with whatever you want.
That's metal.
Like one of the cool things. Pittsburgh, we're not a big city. We're full of, you know, just podunk, blue-collar people. They'll trust you to bring a bag, whatever size. You can bring up some food, some drinks in there. Bring your bags, right? And then we all sing Country Roads, Take Me Home.
Oh, my God.
Win or lose at the end of the game.
That'd be so great.
Yeah.
They would get fun. Some drunk-ass Niners fan drinking a Truly singing Country Roads.
Yeah.
After defeating the Steelers 21-19. Right. But, yeah, important. Please. Anytime you're asked by an opposing fan, outside of, like, real danger, you've got to tell them to do some dumb shit. Joining us now on the Untitled Pittsburgh Sports Comedy Podcast, sports director at WNYT in Albany, Roger Weiland. Roger, really appreciate you taking the time to join us. And the last 2 months in Albany, it seems like, have been pretty exciting. I mean, the timeline of events is insane. Antonio Brown buys the team. Altercation with security guards, $30,000 arrest warrant, the whole foreign national thing. You've got to be exhausted.
I've worked here 37 years. I've never encountered anything quite like this. It's like I'm on the feet of the Albany Empire with Antonio Brown. Every single day almost seems like there's a different story on him, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, man. He is making all the headlines. He's making my Twitter handle. I mean, I don't have that big a following, you know, on Twitter, but boy, I tweet something out about AB and then somebody else retweets it and he's polarizing it. That thing blows up. It's unbelievable.
So it sounds like what you're saying is business is booming.
Business is booming. I mean, we've gone through four coaches. I mean, we just fired a coach. They just fired a coach on Monday, and he just got the job last Monday. He didn't even last a week.
Wow.
So I don't know who the coach is right now. They have a bye week, and then they go to Orlando. So I'm actually trying to find out from AB, you know, who's coaching his team right now.
So I mean, has there been a mass exodus of players and executives and team personnel because of, you know, this incredible uncertainty of, like, what is going to happen?
Well, he fired a bunch of players earlier. He fired the best players. He got rid of, like, the best quarterback and the best wide receiver in the league, and they ended up in Orlando. So once he got the sole ownership of the team, he got rid of some players that he felt didn't want to be a part of what he was doing and brought in new guys. And yeah, and then the coaching situation has been, I mean, they fired the coach that won two championships here, Tom and Off, before the season started. And then they brought him back after they fired the interim coach. And then he left. He resigned. And although AB will say he didn't fire him, one of his guys reached out to him and told him that he was going to be demoted. So we have another opening for a head coach, if you know anybody who wants to come to Albany.
You know what? I'm going to get on my LinkedIn right now and just maybe just easy apply for that one.
And, you know, it's been unbelievable. I mean, the biggest story was he was supposed to play in a game on Saturday.
Right, right.
Like, AD was going to play, which, honestly, that's a national story. I mean, and the build-up to that was enormous. And, you know, my stuff that I was tweeting out and getting retweeted by, like, NFL columnists, like Antonio Brown's really going to play in a National Arena League game? Well, that's what he says. And so he was all set. He didn't play. When I got to the arena, and sure enough, he was in his, you know, dapper looking outfit that he had, and he was going up to a box. He wasn't playing, and the reason the physical that he took, the paperwork from the physical, didn't get through on time, and then he didn't have his jersey. Like, they didn't have the 84 jersey ready for him to wear, and they didn't have the right equipment for him to wear. So he said, AB can't be playing unless he has everything exactly as he wants it.
But that's on him, isn't it? He's the owner.
Yeah, he's the owner, right? Right.
So, and he didn't have his own shit ready, right? Like, what's the...
He's now telling everyone that he's going to play June 17th. The question is anybody going to believe him? But it's amazing, guys, because I sit here and say everyone's all upset, but when AB holds court and everybody seems to be just flaunting all over him.
The good people of Albany have got AB fever.
They got an AB fever.
How does he look, Roger? I know that there's practice footage out there online. I know that, you know, like you said, you've been on the beat of this. Like, can he still play? And if he's not the AB that caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl, is he still a dude that can destroy Arena League competition?
He practiced Thursday of last week, and the practice was at 9. He didn't come on the field until close to 10:30. And he ran one route and caught one pass.
That's all you need.
Still got it, baby.
Yep.
There's talk of Cam Newton coming to town. He's buddies with Cam Newton.
How real is that, though? I've seen just, like, some flirtatious tweeting by Antonio Brown on Twitter at Cam Newton, but...
Yeah. I mean, according to AB, they're like really good friends, and he wants to catch a touchdown pass from Cam Newton. They've always talked about that. So he wants him to come up here and play in a game and pay him whatever, $100,000, $150,000, and bring Cam Newton in for a game to play. I don't know that that's going to happen, but he has said he's trying to get Cam Newton to come down.
Do you think that would be the kiss of death for Cam Newton's career to, like, play in...
play in an arena league game, I mean. Well,
just, and to be part of the spectacle of this weird... experiment, that reality TV show that Antonio Brown has created in Albany.
Yeah, it would be. It would be. I don't see it. I really don't. But trying to predict AD is not easy to do. You just never know what's going to happen next. And here is Antonio running the whole show.
I love it. And I can't wait for the next 10 shoes to drop off of this crazy centipede.
This will be. This would be it literally every day. It's a different story.
Man, we really appreciate you taking the time. And
thank you, Roger.
I hope the rest of the summer is, if nothing else, exciting.
I have no doubt it will be. Thanks, guys.
There he was, Roger Weiland, sports director at WNYT in Albany. Check him out on Twitter at Roger Weiland. That's Roger with a D. Man, he's got a full plate, John.
Yeah, I don't envy him.
He has a lot going on, and we really appreciate him taking the time and just kind of stepping out of the batter's box of wild AB news and sharing some of it with us. So, yeah, huge shout out to Roger on that. Make sure you check him out on Twitter because more stuff is going to keep happening.
Hang in there, Roger.
Hang in there. John, when I was working in commercial radio, I was actually the engineer for the Antonio Brown show for like 3 years.
That's right.
Not a bit. This is a real thing.
This is huge, yeah.
So one time we were at Redbeard's in Mount Washington, and for you folks that know where Redbeard's is, it can be tough to park up there, especially in the evenings. There's that little lot that sucks really bad.
Tight up there,
yeah, Shiloh, Sycamore, windy. So AB rolls in, get him set up, get him his headset mic. About 3 minutes later, an irate man busts through the door of the bar, and it's like, whose f***ing car is this? Whose car is parked out in the middle of the intersection?
Oh my God.
And AB goes, hey, man, I didn't park too good out there.
Yeah.
And he hands me his keys, and he's like, can you move that for me? And I was like, okay. Yeah, sure, no problem.
Wow.
So I go outside. It's gridlock traffic.
Oh, my God.
And Antonio Brown's vehicle is in the absolute middle of the intersection. I mean, it's like he tried to park it like sort of by the curb, but it was like a huge SUV.
Yeah,
it was all jammed up. It was screwed up. So then I had to like, you know, park it 3 blocks away. And I get in that vehicle and people are like,
everyone
hey, move
you.
It, you dick. Yeah. Honking. And people are going insane. So that was my opportunity to steal Antonio Brown's car.
Coward.
I didn't do it because I didn't have the guts, the courage that that the gentleman at Bowser,
right?
In
how about
Monroeville,
this guy? Yeah,
Kenny Pickett.
Yeah,
I felt bad for Kenny, and then I felt real bad for the guy who stole Kenny's car because it's like, wow, you picked the wrong dude. Like this,
he had to know, right?
That's an interesting question.
Right. Let's hear what...
Right. So, fortunately, John, microphones were rolling.
Mm.
In this... Fortunately, the Patriot Act, how we were able to get this audio...
Yeah, there's a RICO case that they're trying to build against somebody else up there.
Right, exactly.
Not really. We're just...
So, microphones were rolling, as they always are, and it recorded this is the gentleman who allegedly stole Kenny Pickett's car calling his friend 30 minutes after it took place.
I think I made a big mistake.
What's up?
So I was at Bowser Chevrolet. You know how I like to go up there and just kind of hang out, browse around, chat people up?
Right.
You know, and the manager up there, he's a real hardo. So he comes out, he says, hey, either buy something or scram.
Okay.
So I go to leave. And just as I'm leaving, guess who pulls up?
Wait.
Kenneth J. Pickett.
Did you steal Kenny Pickett's car?
Now let me explain.
Oh my God,
this has been blown out of proportion.
It's all over the news. It's everywhere. What is wrong with you? Are you okay? Is this a cry for help?
I figured I'd do him and Steeler Nation a big solid. I'd take his ride over to Boogs' Body Shop in McKees Rocks and get it detailed, vajazzled, decked out in Steeler crap. You know what I mean?
I mean, Boogs does do good work.
Yeah, he really does. And that's what I was thinking. Seems like people are pretty upset, though.
Oh, you've really done it this time. So, did you look around?
Yeah, I poked around a little bit.
What are we working with here?
Very encouraging. No pornos, no vape pens, no roach clips, just a couple packs of Trident gum and a very nice pair of gas station sunglasses.
No shit.
Oh, one more thing. He also had a copy of the playbook.
All right, what do we got?
Pretty simple. A lot of jet sweeps.
You did 2 semesters at Cal U and you're code breaking this thing?
Yeah, and Kenny Pickett did 10 years at Pitt. This is like kindergarten stuff to him.
You better hope the judge is one of those weird Penn State Steeler fans that secretly wants Kenny to fail, or you're going to get the chair.
You try to do a good thing.
Hey, I hear sirens. Where are you?
I just pulled up. I'm in front of your house.
You think he took a peek at the playbook, John?
Had to, right?
Why wouldn't you? You owe it to yourself at that point. Like, let me see. Is it like my mind's eye?
Right.
Is it
just does it look like Madden
NFL
in
Blitz
2002?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I must know.
Right. So, is he scribbling?
Yeah, because you could probably tell a lot about The move would be to blur, take photos of all the doodles, blur right. all the plays,
yeah.
send them to a psychoanalyst, and be like, I'm not telling you who this is, but what do these doodles mean?
Right, what can you tell us about this?
Right. Yeah. Is he relaxed?
Yeah.
Is he a perfectionist? Kenny, if you're listening, and you undoubtedly are, send us some of your... Send
your doodles.
Us images of your playbook.
Yeah, draw something for us.
All right, John... I'm getting a haircut.
Oh my God, when?
I don't know, but dear listeners that don't know, I like to keep long hair. I've had long hair for pretty much my whole adult life.
When was your last haircut?
I got the dead ends taken off in March, right before the wedding, like the
right.
real scraggly stuff.
Right.
But before that, 2014, and before 2014, 2009.
Yeah, when I met you, it wasn't super long. It was about 7 years ago, so that checks out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, wow, that's going to be tough. You going to donate it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you have to, right?
Yeah.
You have to because you have to be prepared for the question forever of
right.
did you donate it? Well, am I going to be like the scumbag that has to lie about that every
right.
time?
Like, no, I got a Ziploc bag of my own hair.
Did you donate it? Yeah, I donated it.
Yeah.
And then someone, much like the psychoanalyst that we talked about earlier, immediately is like a body, they're like a body language
right.
expert. They're like, he's lying.
Right.
He didn't donate it.
Can I get like one lock?
Sure.
Put it in a necklace or something? Bracelet?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what? You could use it as the strands in a puka shell necklace.
Hell yeah.
Bring that back.
Hell yeah.
I'm feeling a little conflicted. Am I going to lose all my powers? Is it like a Samson thing?
I don't know. We'll decide. We'll see. I mean, are you still going
to... Time will tell.
Are you still going to have as many friends? Honest, like,
that's
seriously, serious question.
Will I become impotent?
Right.
By losing my hair.
Yeah.
By cutting my hair.
Happened to Samson.
All right. Huge shout out to Roger Weiland of WNYT Albany. Check him out on Twitter at Roger Weiland, Roger with a D. Huge shout out to Liveberg Studios for hosting us tonight. Check them out, livebergstudios.com. Big thanks to our producer, Ben Stonium. It's the Untitled Pittsburgh Sports Comedy Podcast on the Bet Rivers Network.